The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with the amazing Katie Reynolds. This young lady just started a cleaning company a couple of years ago. She's waving for those of you who are just on the podcast. It doesn't really work audio, but I'll tell you, she's waving. She's got a nice smile. It's fantastic. She's in the Piedmont Triad area of North Carolina, which at this point I think is made up. I know North Carolina exists. Piedmont Triad sounds fake, but she's smiling and seems really confident. So I'm going to let it slide. This young lady does residential cleaning services using zero toxic chemicals or fragrances. Katie, welcome to the show. What's shaking?
Thanks so much for having me, Mike. I'm really excited to get to talk to you today. And just, you know, look for your expertise in an area of my business that I've kind of struggled with the whole time, but especially now. So thanks for having me on today.
Glad to have you on. So let's talk. What's going on in your world? How can I help make your life better?
Yeah. So a little bit of background. I started my business back in 2019. And at the time I had one child. And so really I started it because I saw the need for that type of service in my area. A lot of people are very into like a natural, low waste lifestyle. And so we were actually looking for a cleaner and couldn't find anyone who didn't use any, you know, toxic chemicals. So I started that in 2019. And at first it was just kind of a hobby, something to pay the bills and also, afford childcare for my son. But then I became pregnant with my second child and I wanted to hire someone on, and I saw it as an opportunity to just continue to grow. But throughout the years, obviously with the pandemic, like I had my daughter 3 weeks before the pandemic started. Throughout my pregnancy, I'd kind of built my business up to a point where I would not have to return to cleaning after I had her. But that just didn't end up being the case. Once the pandemic happened, everyone that was kind of working under me stepped away for a period of time. And I was lucky enough to have a contractor from June of September, but because I had so much going on in my personal life, it was just hard to continue that relationship and kind of meet with her somewhere in the middle on what she needed and what I needed. And so in December of last year, we decided to move back home to be closer to my family. So we're not in the Piedmont Triad anymore, which is a real place, by the way.
I knew it sounded fishy.
Yeah, it's like Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem area of North Carolina.
See, all those places I've heard of. This Piedmont crap sounds made up.
Well, that's what it is. So we moved to a more rural area about an hour north of there. And the idea was kind of to have more help from my family with childcare. And that was something that had been offered, but you know, things like
that. So Katie, let me jump in. That's great background. What's going on in your world right now that I can hopefully help you with at this very moment?
Yeah. So, once we moved here, things really didn't go as planned with childcare. So my partner has been keeping our kids while I am cleaning. And it's just not been very practical, but I haven't felt like I was at the point where I was able to hire someone. But in my personal life, I guess I'm not really advocating for the time that I need to, you know, grow my business as it needs to be grown, to where I can actually hire people. So really my question for you is kind of how to put your foot down and advocate for the time that you need from others, and also how to make the most of that time once you do have it. I hope that makes sense.
Sure. If we got a 3-day answer or a 3-day question and 20-minute answer, let's do this. That's a really good question. I'm going to do the best I can because it's a really excellent question. I feel like it deserves more time. So we'll do the best we can in the time that we have. So part of the reason Cleaning Nation, I really like that question, is a lot of what we talk about is how to do this and how to do that. And, you know, should I do contracts and what should they look like? And that's all fine. I'm not saying that that doesn't need to be addressed, but it's very easy to get caught up in serving our business and doing whatever it needs. And it needs me to take a phone call during dinner and ignore my kids or ignore my own self-care or I've talked to people that have literally worked themselves in the hospital. It's like, whatever it takes, I'll pay that price. And that commitment level from an owner is really important. But if and when we forget that the business serves us and we start serving it, everything's out of whack. So all the systems and processes we teach you, if you're not clear on what you want from your business and what kind of boundaries you have in your life, I don't know that it really matters. Like I don't share this a ton, but when I first had my first cleaning company, I was married to my first wife. It was like 20 years ago. My wife, Natalie, and I have been married for 11 years. She's amazing. So I never want anyone to think this is her. This is a different human being who's an amazing person. But I spent all my 20s really focused on my business, thinking I want to build this thing for my family. And then I was so addicted/committed to my business, my relationship fell apart and she left. I'm like, oh my gosh, everything I'm working for is evaporated. So I'm guessing for you in your situation, I've heard a lot about your kids. So I'm guessing a lot of this is like, I want my kids to have a life. I want to provide for them. I want to be an example for them. I want to leave a legacy. That's awesome. And I'm not saying this is you, Katie, but I promise that somebody out there listening, oftentimes that legacy is mom works all the time and money is more important than relationships. And her business was up here. And then next was me or my sister. So really important that we have this discussion. So thank you for asking that. That said, I get wary asking other people, requiring other people for me to be successful. So when you say, the question was, how can you kind of, I don't think you use the word demand, but how can you get other people in your life to comply, to provide the space that you need? Is that correct?
Yeah. And maybe I can give you a little bit more clarity on this.
Well, let me just, cause we don't have a certain amount of time. I don't want to get you. Let me just ask the questions I need, if that's okay. Yeah, so this other person, I think you said partner, are you talking about?
My partner. Yes.
Business partner.
Father of my children. No, father of my children, partner.
Got it. Okay. So we have to be clear on that. So here's the deal. And again, I have no, he's not like he and I spoke on the phone and you know, we're teaming up on you. This is, I don't know him. This is, I'm just here to serve you. So if we say, I want this business to succeed, as long as the government says I can do this, the father of my children says he will do that, we're sunk. So do I believe that any father should contribute to the raising of his kids? Of course, I've got two sons and I've always been involved in their lives. Did I always want, interesting, I brought up my ex-wife because I don't usually talk about her. Did I want her involved in my kid's life? Of course, they need a mom. Like I can't be a good mom. Like I'm a terrible, I'm a good dad. I'm a garbage mom. But if she was unwilling or unable to make that investment, I would never give up on my kids. Like, well, sorry, son, you just piss off. Your life's going to suck. I'm like, I gotta sort this thing out no matter what. So there's kind of two questions. One is it right for fathers to raise their sons? My opinion is yes, but guess what? I'm not the father of your son, so I don't get an opinion. If this guy's like, it's not, I will do this. Here's my limits. I'm going to go, okay, that's what I have. And I'm going to move on. So I would not put the success of my business in my partner or ex-partner's or father of my child's court because he may fail you.
Yeah. Right? And I see what you mean. I guess I feel like I'm just getting the bare minimum amount of time. Like, it feels like when I'm not actually at a cleaning job, my responsibility is more so, you know, to be taking care of the house or the kids, which I get that, but there is a certain level, that needs to come from the back end. And that is where I'm having a hard time, you know, just really asking for that.
So really quick, let me bring everyone else in this conversation just because a large portion of Clean Nation is going, wait a sec, I'm not in that situation at all. But we are because we're all in that situation. And when you say partner, I'm assuming, are you guys together, living together in a relationship?
We are, yes.
Okay. So there's a difference between father of my child, he's got his life, I've got mine.
Right. And yes. Okay. We are in the home together. We are a family unit.
Okay, cool. So, and there's a romantic relationship currently. It's not like.
Yes.
Roommates. Okay. Just to be clear. So all of us have, my spouse isn't supportive. My boyfriend, fiance, person I'm living with, person that's fathered my child or mothered my child, whatever that looks like, we all have people that we would like to depend on. So if you're in a romantic relationship, my wife, I have lots of hopes and dreams and expectations for her. I think they're reasonable. Most of which, she's an amazing human being. She fulfills. Some of which she doesn't. And I think they're super reasonable. And if I shared them with you, you would probably go, those are very reasonable. She should be able to do that. But I also realize she's an amazing human being, and her with all her flaws is the better woman for me than any other woman walking the face of the earth. So I'm just like, that's that. The reverse is true. I'm a pretty great husband, but she can tell you some shitty parts, some crappy things about me that are the truth, right? And she should have an expectation I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But if she's like, for our relationship to be happy and healthy, he has to do that. That's setting her up for failure because she has no control over me. She barely can control herself, right? And same with me. If I said, you have to do this for me to be happy, I've just given all the power to her. So I'm going to set up, and that same works with employees. Well, employees should show up when we pay them. They should show up when they're supposed to. You and I could agree and yell and bang drums all day, but until the employee does it, we don't get a vote. If they're that crazy, they're that crazy. So for everyone out there, we coach lots of folks, whether married or living together, in relationships with people of varying levels of support. Is it nice and helpful to have massive amounts of support? Yeah, it's fantastic. Is it required? No. So it sounds like he is supportive. He's not actively trying to like kill this thing. He's just saying,
right,
I'm not, your needs, and we don't have to get into details because I don't like air any, you know, he's not even here to
right, of course. Yeah,
but just generally,
yeah,
the amount of time that you would like him to contribute to the parenting or supporting you so you can run the business, what he thinks he'd like to contribute and what you feel he should contribute are different. Is that a fair statement? Okay. Again, no judgment. Just
really fair.
Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe you're right. There's probably you both have some right and some wrong in there, but he's willing to contribute X. You're looking for X plus.
Makes sense.
Yeah. The way I would coach, and again, I promise I haven't talked to him. He and I are in cahoots against you. And this goes for everybody. I don't want anyone out there to be like, well, I'm not married. We all, to some level, depend on other humans for our business to be successful, period.
Or have other people depending on us for other
things. Absolutely. Yeah. But we'll even talk about So I'm going to ask him lovingly. And if and when he shows he's unwilling or unable, and again, here's some of the things I asked my wife to do. To me, they're very simple. So it makes no sense that she won't. I feel like if she really wanted to, she could. But in her
you
world,
sound it just so similar to me.
No, good. So then listen to you, Katie. Katie's got some great advice for Katie. Listen up.
Yeah.
I'm a little hairier and my voice is a little lower than yours, but you know, this is Katie talking to you, sister. So anyway, I'm going to ask a couple times. If that doesn't work, you can shake your fist at your husband, boyfriend, fiance till the end of time or any other human, or you could go, I got to make this happen. So I would just let him know, hey, here's what I'm hoping. And he goes, I'm unwilling or unable. And he may do that with word or action. He may go, I got your back, Katie. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then consistently not. Okay. You have your answer, right? You don't like your answer, but he's answered.
Yeah.
I would go, okay, here's the next plan for me to, you know, cause you get to choose. And here's the thing, everyone, Clean Nation, you get to choose if you are successful or not. It is a lie from the pit of hell that if I have a good husband or a bad husband, then I'll be successful. If COVID does this, I'll be successful. If the government does that, if I'm tall or short or rich or poor, or black or white, if you think any of those have anything to do with your success, you're screwed because it is all external. I'm going to internalize all that crap and go, what does Katie need to do to be a good wife, a good mom, a good self-care person and serve the world the way I feel like I'm called to serve. And he's only going to play at the rules that he wants to play by. And you could yell, scream, beg, coerce, all that. You'll be miserable. He'll be miserable. Or you could just go, I see what you have to offer in this regard. Hopefully you feel as a package, just like my wife and I feel about each other. I'm flawed and she loves me and thank God. And she's flawed, but holy crap, she's amazing. So hopefully your guy's like, hey, this is the father of my children. I love him. I'm committed to him. He doesn't give everything I hope he would give, but truth be told, Katie probably doesn't give everything he wants, right? There's some areas that you might be deficient in his eyes. So we're just going to take in our own thing and go, baby, I love you. I asked for X plus. Looks like X is what you're willing to give. Here's where I'm going to get the plus. And I'm just going to make another plan for other human beings. Does that make sense? Or am I completely missing?
No, that's perfect. That's super helpful.
And effective or not, I promise Katie would be a crap ton happier because now you can just move on, right? It's the same thing as if employees, no call, no show. Hey, Katie, where are you at? Oh, you're sick. Can you come tomorrow? What? And then you just let me down. You know, it's like Charlie Brown and Lucy with the football. She keeps pulling it away. The first time, that's on her. When she pulls it away at the last minute and he falls down. The third time, that's on him, right? she says, I'm going to pull it away. And then how can he be mad at her for pulling it away the third, fifth, 19th time? So the first couple times, maybe that was on him. But now you kind of know what time it is. It's on you to be responsible as an owner and go, this is what I got to do. And recognize he can still be an amazing partner, husband, father, without meeting that particular criterion that you would like.
Sure.
Crazy thing is I found, not always, but sometimes when you give people that space and go, don't worry, I got it covered over here, and they don't feel like they have to do it, they'll expand into that and go, hey, I would like to help a little extra. So there's a difference when you're like, hey, you owe me this, get to work, do this, people respond one way. And when you, I got this covered, I'd love some help, but totally okay. I got it. Don't you worry. They feel a little more comfortable. Like there might be some space to like, okay, let me try. So not saying that'll be the case with you, but if you've got your own plan.
It'd be really awesome if it was.
It'll be great. And I would just encourage you, if you're committed to this person and he is unwilling or unable to be this aspect of the relationship that you want, and it's not a deal breaker. If it's a deal breaker, that's a different conversation. You probably talk that with an actual counselor. If it's not a deal breaker, I would choose to go, I'm going to love him even with his fault. Like I can honest to goodness look you in the eye and go, my wife with her flaws that she knows about and I know about is far better than any other woman out there. Not even close, by a mile. That's what I choose to believe. And it's absolutely the truth in my world. Yeah. I could focus only on that flaw and constantly looking at every other woman. There are women that are better at that one little specific thing than she is. And if I want to make myself miserable and her miserable and probably ruin my family, I could look at all these other women and go, look at how good she is at this one thing, which is a horribly unfair thing. So I would encourage you to be like, not only am I going to get this need met, the X plus, whatever that plus is over here, I'm still going to love you and I'm still going to be committed to you. And I'm still going to treat you like the amazing husband or husband to be or boyfriend or whatever your term is, father of my child for sure. And make you feel loved and supported, even with your flaws, recognizing I got flaws. And at some point I'm going to need you to be okay with me dropping the ball.
Absolutely.
Woo. We just got real, kids.
I'm going to like keep listening to this.
Whatever you do, don't play it for your partner.
No, this is between us
between you and me, lady.
Chooses to listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to be on a podcast, babe. You might not get to listen to this.
Yeah. Mike didn't show up. He blew me off. Didn't happen. Some other Katie, not you, not me. Nothing.
There we go.
All right. Any other ways I can serve you before we wrap this thing up, young lady?
Honestly, no, that was really something I've been struggling with for a long time. So thank you so much. That really hit home for me.
Cool. I'm so glad. And Cleaning Nation, I want to encourage you probably over 90% of what we deal with is on the, what do I do? Like, how do I do this? And how do I do that? But if Katie's relationship with it sounds like the key person in her life is broken and they have different expectations of the business and whatever, until that gets fixed, she's really going to be hobbled and able like to go do that thing. I could give her clear instructions on do this and then this and then this. But if her foundational relationship is at risk or jeopardized or not working, to what end? So I want to encourage you guys and gals, get crystal clear on what you want. And this is what we've done. So I'll tell you what we did. And you're like, oh my gosh, I could apply it to my own situation. We got crystal clear on what she wanted. When I heard Katie say is, I need more support and time. Get crystal clear on how committed you are. We didn't do a lot of that. I just assumed it, but don't skip that step when you're on your own. What would I pay for this? It could be in money, but often it's emotionally in terms of how far out of my comfort zone will I step? How uncomfortable will I be? How much am I willing to change who I am and how I look at the world in a short period of time? So when I say pay, sometimes there's a money component, but oftentimes it's internal, right? So pay can mean a lot of things. Well, what investment am I willing to make personally, money, relationally, all that sort of stuff. And then what's the plan? So what I heard Katie say is, I'm committed to having the time I need for my cleaning company. I'm willing to pay, and I'm also committed to my relationship. I'm willing to paying someone else, which costs money, but it also costs time trusting them with your kid and changing your life. Like you're like, it would cost less to just have this guy do it. Right. So that's not an option. It's going to cost more. And Katie's like, okay, then yeah. I'll pay it. And then the plan would be next. And this isn't it's too detailed to kind of deal with on air, but the plan would be next. Like, okay, now that we know that we're only going to put him down for X, where do we get for the plus after the X that he's not going to do it? And how can we do that in a way that's helpful? I.e. not judging him or ruining a relationship or tanking it or making him feel bad, to what end? Right. Like just, it won't help. So if this is helpful, holy heck, I need more of this, or none of this is helpful, just tell me how to freaking build a funnel or whatever you want. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have lots and lots of stuff about how to grow a cleaning company, how to grow you as an entrepreneur, and how to really use this entrepreneur stuff as a conduit to get the life you want. www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Tons of free stuff. Check it out. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.